Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Sadie J. And my girl, Nate Seduction, will be checking in a moment. We make up the dynamic duo known as Life After Dusk Live. We come on every Wednesday around this time. And she was blessed to have you guys for yet another part of the journey, man. Got another great show for you in the works. Cannot wait to drop this today. Like, you know, do this interview and whatnot, and just we're gonna talk about some real shit, bro, as we usually do. So, buckle your seatbelts. But I'm gonna bring on Nate because Nate, we need to have her last week, and we're glad to have her back. So, welcome back, Nate. I'm glad to have you back, ma'am.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. We gotta give you some applause for. Of course, I already talked to you one-on-one about it, but wanted to say in the show, because I know last time you were on, we were talking about your cousin, as far as she was missing. Well, since the last time you were on the show, you know, you had shared some developments with me of what happened, and it sucks, because that was the worst-case scenario we didn't want to happen, but we still knew it would be a possible scenario. So definitely, again, you know, we did mention on the air last week, you know, giving our condolences, but I just want to definitely give it to you live again, you know, that, you know, rest prayers for your family.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But you know me, what do I do best? When times like this come, I always provide some laughs. So, yes, we'll do a pretty good damn job of making you laugh and all other kinds of emotions today. So I cannot wait. Later on the show, after the song break, we're actually gonna have my boy Big Sean gonna be checking in, and we're gonna be talking to him about Strip Club Chronicles. Now, you were like, what the hell, Sadie, what you in strip clubs? Oh, well, we've talked to the entertainers, but I've never had a actual manager of any sort on the show and talk about it from the management side of things. So I cannot wait to chop it up because he's dealt with every facet of dealing in the industry. So I cannot wait to talk to him and dispel some myths, man, just kind of. That way people understand everything from all different perspectives. So that's always important when you go into something. If you know all the different perspectives, you're better prepared, and it makes you, you know, that much more, you know, more of a reliable resource and whatnot going in. So, yes, we'll definitely be talking about that when he gets on the show. And clowning, because he definitely clowns me. So we'll be doing a lot of clowning. Of course, we got six coming up, which is a list of 16 based on a particular topic for the week. Seduction 101 is a grab bag of topics presented by Nate Seduction. And then Crickets of the Week will be recognize the worst or dumbest person or group of people over the past week. So, Nate, I definitely, I know besides what's happened with the family, that was one of the things his last show. But no, it was, as far as on the good note, I know you had shared some news with Facebook. Tell us about, or social media period. Tell us about what you said that you have coming up.
Planning some stuff. Y'all know I don't like to talk about what I got going on. So just stay tuned. I do graduate college December 14th. So just stay tuned for what I got going on.
Yeah, cause I know. One day I do want to encourage you. Ouch, my little tooth hurt. This was my tooth that was not fun. Did you have mentioned that? I believe you did, I'm trying to make sure I'm not. Yes, you mentioned on social media is that you're completely branding, making the brand all together complete. You know, of all after all these years of, you know, you're definitely making a complete brand now. You know what? You know why was now the time? You know, which I mean, any time could have been the right time, but why was now the right time for you?
I just feel like I want to switch some things up and make some changes. So that's why, you know, brand new, rebrand, you know, rebirth, Nay Seduction.
That's what's up, man. I like that. You know, a lot of times, and I just kind of touch on it. Like for me, from my perspective, when I think about Nay Seduction, it's always been. It hasn't been. It wasn't just always. You know, because some people might go, "Oh, is it all about sex?" But no, it's more to you than that, and that's the beauty. Seduction isn't always. So seduction is like, to me, it's like a play on words, because you think about seducing, you think about how you take over the minds of someone and you get them to, you lead them to a direction you want them to go. And I think that's what you do with every facet of your life, is you no matter what the topic is, you find a way to seduce the people into what you have to say.
Absolutely. People think seduction, you know, they hear the word seduction and they think that it's about sex, and it's more ways to seduce people than just using sex. So yeah.
Yeah, you've done that all along. You mix up, although yes, or have there been elements where it's sex, where it's a lot of sexy nature in there. Yes, but you've done a little bit of everything. I think that's one of the things that, and you're always evolving and never afraid of taking a risk. You take the necessary risks that need to happen. And, you know, whenever you reach out, like for me, like I always notice that when you do ask for help, you're not just being lazy about it. You're still putting in the necessary work or making it happen, but there's some stuff you might not know. You involve that person, and you put your heads together instead of, hey, give me all the answers.
Right.
It's just, I commend you for that, definitely. But, oh yes, I will be re-mentioning to you guys that I'm coming up in the show during the What's Going On. So yes, catching up. I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain too much. Just gearing up all the stuff for the 6th anniversary issue. So it's going to be a crazy weekend day this week. I'm just coming up this weekend. Going to see how that goes. So there you go. All right, y'all. Well, we're going to go ahead and go to the song break. When we come back, we'll be getting ready to interview my boy Big Sean. It'd be a more so informal interview per se, and it's kind of this guy going into some of these chronicles, man. Because I've always been fascinated with how does the behind the scenes stuff go. So we'll be chopping it up with him in a moment. So listen to Life That Does Live, your boy City J, and your girl Nay Seduction. And we're going to put on the Diamante Glitz and then come back after that.
I'm all alone and I want you here. I called your phone because I want to hear. feel. Don't say you won't, and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here, won't need no underwear. On the floor or the chair, put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair. When you get over here,
everyone, welcome to Life at the Dust Live, your boy City J, and your girl Nay Seduction. So yes, man, that was Diamante. You can get it, man. We ready to bring on the guest for today's show. This dude, he's a really dope dude. First time I met him was back in June. And it was because, I've already told you guys in the show, like, one of the things I do on the side is I actually work at a strip club, too, doing security when it's occurred and giving people secure. But, yeah, so, you know, end up meeting him. First day the dude was, I feel like he knew me forever. He showed me a lot of respect from day one, and it has not changed since that day. And it's really dope to have him on the show because, you know, when I talk about certain topics, I like to have people that sound like they know what they're talking about and not a bunch of airheads. So we've always had people that's from the entertainer side of the industry, but we haven't really had anybody that's from the management side of it and just seen every that's worked in every pretty much position in the industry. So without further ado, I'm about to bring on my boy Big Sean into the building. What's up, Big Sean? What's good, man? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live for the first time, sir.
Hey, what's going on with y'all, man?
Nothing much.
Hey, yeah.
This is your first time meeting my co-host, my girl Nay Seduction as well.
Oh,
hello,
hey, how you doing,
hello.
Miss Lady? You doing all right?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Over
good.
Here at this, I had to make a quick stop. Y'all had to excuse me for a second.
I know you good, but
anyway, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. You know, I definitely wanted to, you know, to talk because we talked about it before. You know, we had one day, you know, you heard, oh, I do a show. He's like, man, I got to come on there. And people don't realize, see, I like talking. Celebrities are fun. I have some celebrities that came on the show, but I like talking to people. I just like talking to people about just general stuff we always think about. And I know, and I like to have those kind of people that come on the show. I like them to be people who are gonna give it to us the raw deal. And I know that you were definitely that person, so definitely dope to have you come through on that. So, first big question: which probably is a question that you get asked often from just people. Period. What made you get into the strip club industry in the first place?
Well, man, really. I kind of fell into it. I was a bartender, like, probably about, I was bartender maybe about 10 years ago for a club, the owner that I work for now owns. And he just told me to follow him around one day and, you know, the next day I came back to work, he had me follow him around the club again. I never understood why. Then he called me up and was like, say, man, manage the club for me. So I kind of just fell into it. I mean, I done a lot of bouncing, bartending, bar back. I done touched every part of the, I guess, industry, say, or the club industry. So that's pretty much it. I got into it, and I enjoyed it. Hello? Hello?
So, as far as you said you like it.
Thank you, Nate. I actually
like
accidentally muted
like
myself.
I couldn't hear you.
What mainly do you enjoy about running a club? Like,
say that one more time. I couldn't hear you.
What do you mainly enjoy about running a club?
I'm a people's person, so I just enjoy meeting different people. I mean, you know, as a manager, you meet so many different type of people and you deal with so many different types of people. So I just enjoy that part of it pretty much. As far as, like, running the club and maintaining it, it's a job. And it's one that I can continue seeing myself doing more so than, I guess, work for somebody else at a factory or a warehouse or any of that.
Right. That makes sense. Now, what is something you least enjoy about running a club?
What do I enjoy?
What do you least enjoy? Like, what don't you enjoy about running a club?
The headaches that come with it, you know, the drunk people that come in the club, as far as the customers that get drunk or inebriated, and your dancers that get drunk, and whatever habits that they may have, and all the extra shit they bring. Oh, my bad. I cuss, or is that...
Oh, yeah, you can definitely cuss on here.
Okay, just checking. I don't want to mess that up for y'all. But yeah, like I said, man, just the headaches of the normal club life, you know, a bunch of drunk people and they get beside themselves. That goes
right.
With dancers and customers alike. A lot of people forget what the strip club is about, and they try to make it like a regular club scene, but a gentleman's club is a little bit more to it than just a club scene, you know what I mean? It's not the dance atmosphere for a customer to be up dancing and all that. I mean, you know, enjoy yourself, but a lot of clubs have turned, or a lot of strip clubs have turned to regular clubs.
Yep. All
right.
And that's just the part of it that I kind of, you know, I tolerate and deal with it because that's just what it is. That's how it changed around. But I come from early strip club days, you know, back in 2000 and, you know, a little bit further than that. But that was when the strip club was a strip club. When you go in there, it's entertainment. Now it's just a lot of extra going on now.
Yeah, like, that's back when it was, you know, sit your ass down and enjoy the show.
Pretty much. Everybody would come in. You know, you had your pool players that's going to be at the pool table. You know what I mean? You got your people that's going to sit at the bar, and then you got your people that's sitting at the table. But you don't have everybody dancing around the club, no women making money. You know, when people were at the strip clubs back in the day, it was a constant flow of money going through. Now
yeah,
it's just more or less like a kicking spot.
So I got a question for you. Because, of course, because now me seeing some of the stuff first at hand, you know, how do you, because you had mentioned to Nate's question, she said one of the things you have to deal with a lot is doing different personalities and stuff. How do you know how to, because, man, basically, in a sense, a manager at a strip club is pretty much a psychiatrist. How do you put over all these different personalities? How do you know how to cater to all those different personalities to, you know, make the flow go well?
Well, I mean, me personally, I adapt to almost any situation. So it's like, depending on who I'm talking to, depending on the frame of mind they have, you know, a lot of things that come your way, you don't have to react to in a negative manner, I would say. Some things you can overlook certain shit, and you just got to know, you know, how to deal with people. You know, I guess for me dealing with people so many years and dealing with so many different attitudes, I kind of know when a person's fucked up or if they tripping and how to handle it. You know what I mean? Without getting into a confrontation or a fight or anything. I can, like I say, deal with anybody. But, you know, just like any human being, after so long you get fed up with bullshit and you have those days. You know, and
yeah.
I deal with those days accordingly as well. But it takes a lot. You got to have tough skin in this business. Like, you got to be able to accept a lot of bullshit from bosses, owners, your customers, your dancers. You got to accept a lot of bullshit before you just explode. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But at the same time, you can't let them, I guess, see fear, you know, like kind of scare you a little bit or shake you up a little bit or show that they bother you all the time. You can't really let them see that. That's why I say you got to have tough skin in this business, man.
Yeah, I think honestly for me, yeah, it's helped me develop a tougher skin overall in life, period. Like working
there,
like because. But
yeah,
now, so here's another one. I know that this is a thing that happens a lot too. Like, how do you? Because of course, there's great nights, but then the part that people hate the most, and that's for everyone. That's for the entertainers, for the management, owners, everybody involved. How in the world do you get through the slower nights? Because, man, I know some people think. Like I try to tell them, it's not going to be, oh my God, blow out the water every day.
Well, I can't speak for everybody else. I can only speak for myself. And being a person that's been out in these streets grinding and living life and having good days and bad days, I just expect that in any business. You know what I mean? I expect for just as many bad days as good. You know, you can't have good without the bad. You know what I mean? Right. If every day was good, if every day was good, you wouldn't know what bad was. So it's just a part of it, man. It's any hustle. You just gotta tough through them, man. I mean, that's the only way I can put it. I don't see any other way to explain that besides tough through it, man, because they come. But just as well as they come, they go.
Yeah, it's
kind
of like
to have more. You just have to try to have more good days than bad. And that goes along with the staff and the comfortability and the liking of the club that you're at. You know what I mean? If people like your club and you got a good staff, they'll continue to come back. And you won't have so many slow days. But if I can go down the street and get a better show for a cheap price, then guess where I'm going to go? That's just how it goes, man. It's all a part of business.
All right, I'm going to throw another tough one at you. And this one right here, this one might piss some people off. Some people might say, I'm glad he said it. Which is, how do you know that someone's going to be a good entertainer? How do you know? Because people come in all the time and say, I want to apply to work here. But everybody not, you know.
Well,
everybody
top,
can't handle
off
it.
Top. Off top, man, nobody can tell you as soon as a person walk in the building and say, you know what? She's a good entertainer. And 100% know that. Just because you look good don't mean you're a good entertainer. That just means
come on,
you look good.
Talk to them.
You know what I mean? A lot of females think because they look good, oh, I'm going to make all the money. Well, that's not the case. I done seen, man, years ago, I don't know if y'all know about Peeping Tom. It was a chick over there, ugly as shit. And I mean,
that
like
was my first strip club I ever went to, was Peeping Tom.
I mean, like the ugliest chick in the club, man. And she would go around every night, and people would tip her to get away from her.
Damn.
But at the end of the night, she'd been raked up $200-$300. You know what I'm saying? Because she consistently at work, and she going to speak to every single customer in the club. Now, she ugly, but she's a damn good worker. So that would make a good dancer. But off top, just looking at her, you're going to be like, oh, hell no, she ain't going to make it. But she was leaving on slow nights, $200-$300. You think about it. You get 50 customers in a night, and you just go speak to each individual customer, and you get $2. Let's just say $2 a customer. That's $100 right there.
Yep.
Just for speaking, friendly conversation. But again, a lot of fine females get it misconstrued and don't understand that people come in the club for a fantasy. So they thinking, well, if they want me, they'll call me, they'll come get me, they'll walk over to me, not understanding like it's a fantasy. If I want to walk up to a fine female, I can do that in the street. When I walk in a strip club, I want my fantasy girl to walk up to me and come to me, show me she want to fuck with me. It's a fantasy. but a lot of them don't have that game. All they know is, oh, let me give you a dance. You want a dance? Can you buy me a drink? It ain't never, oh, hey, how you doing? How was your day? Like I said, the strip game is not the same as it used to be.
So basically, they got to be like an exotic version of the Walmart greeters. And because, you know, the Walmart greeters, you first come to the door, they be on you like white on rice. How you doing today? Yeah, blah, 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 blah. They be on you. They got like the Walmart greeters with a little bit of seduction to them.
Yeah.
I've seen that firsthand, and I like that's why I always laugh when somebody say, "Ain't no money in here." It could be 20 dudes in there, and like, "Ain't no money in here." And I'm like, "Had you talked to people first?" Like you said, like that's always a quip with me. Like they be wanting you to the whole, like you said, the whole point is for you. Just if I want to go do their approaching, I go to a regular club and do that. That's the whole point. If you're trying to get money out of me, you want to approach me. Because scared me, because closed mouths don't get fed.
Just 4 times.
So, yeah. I definitely agree on that.
But yeah, my bad. I was...
No, you good. gave you some light space to work with there, but... I agree. Perfect. I agree. Because you had this discussion before. I'm like, man, she's bad, but she got, why I got to come on, why I got to go up to her? Like, some people
exactly.
So, that's crazy. You had that bulldog mentality. I'm going to throw it back to Nate. Nate, you had some more questions, Matt Dean?
Yeah,
my last question will be, what is the hardest part about dealing with the dancers?
Ooh.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes. What is the hardest part about dealing with the dancers as management?
Again, like I said, it's hard to get that tip out sometimes. You know, they don't want to pay that money up front, a lot of them. But mainly, it's just them and their work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's all I
agree, man. I've seen some ugly ticks. Working at some of these clubs, still to this day, I'm still in current daytime. Make a lot of money, just have a good work ethic.
Yeah, a lot of them don't know. They've never worked before, so they don't know how to work a full shift and how that work habit really goes. And that's where a lot of problems come in. They think it's just, you know, come in. Yeah, a bag will be fine. They think it's just come in and make your money and, oh, okay, I can leave. I made me a couple dollars. I can leave now. Not realizing, hey, you got a shift. You got an 8-hour shift that you work. A lot of them, we're self-independent. We're self-owned. And, you know, and it's like, yeah, you're right, you are. But at the same time, you signed a contract. And at this moment, you on shift. You kind of on duty.
That
it's
part.
It's a wrong that we all have made, and that's just, you know, part of it.
Well, before we get ready to let you go, I want you to let everybody, you know, if you got any last words you want to share with everybody, let us know. That indoor shout out, go ahead and take the time you want now.
Well, pretty much just then, come check me out at Pinup's Cabaret or Elegance Cabaret here in Fort Worth. And, man, just enjoy life, man. Appreciate y'all giving me a call.
Appreciate you, man. I love having this perspective because I've never had from this side of the angle of somebody sharing it, and it really it might change some thought process of some people that's trying to like, oh, I might want to do it. It might make them better equipped on how of what y'all deal with all the time, looking from the other side. So appreciate you for sharing that with us.
It's just like anything in the world, man. Everything ain't for everybody. A lot of people, a lot of females think, you know what, I'm going to get off and this and be the best stripper in the world. Well, you know, some football players ain't good football players, so they didn't make it to the NFL. So that don't mean, you know, every female that look good is a stripper. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, you know, I just say take it. Day at a time, you know, if you feel it's for you, try that. If you don't like it when you first get started, shit, let it go. Go get the job. Go get a 9 to 5.
That
all
right, part. Man, we appreciate you. I see you later, boss. What? All right, well, shout out to that. I love having these interesting conversations here in the show. Y'all never know what we're going to talk about. And that's what I love about it is we got a show to where you don't have to, it's not like, okay, today, like, it's not going to be hold your hand. It's going to be that just stuff you can't really just talk about. We talk about everything under the sun. So we appreciate him for coming through. Shout out to Sean. Like you said, y'all can check him out. He's actually over promotions now. He's the promotional manager for both Pinup and Elegant Cabaret. So check them out. Both are in Fort Worth. I've had the pleasure of working at Elegant for a few weeks, and I'm pretty much been working at Pinup ever since. So, yeah, it's pretty dope. But nonetheless, instead of going to a music break, we're going to go ahead and go on straight to another segment. Cause this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna keep the ball rolling. So we're gonna go ahead and go into another favorite staple here in the show, known as the six. Woohoo! I know where y'all started. Okay, so the six is a weekly list of six items based on a particular topic for the week. So I was looking to my left, was looking to my right. And I was like, man, what can we talk about today? And it's beautiful because I love it. Like, a lot of times at six, it just be something I saw literally in the same day, and it became a topic. And it be some of the best topics from that have happened that way. So, I'm going to say, some people getting their little feelings, but oh well. And it is things I don't want to see while people are trying to claim they are having a hot boy or a hot girl summer. So, things I don't want to see during this supposed hot boy, hot girl summer. So, yes. Nate, would you like to go first or would you like me to go first?
I'll go first. Stop sucking them cucumbers. And then I seen the whole Alexa Sky putting the cucumber up a girl coochie. Y'all nasty as hell. Do y'all not know that everything is recorded and being put on social media now? People taking out their phones, just recording people, like in your ass, the fucking cucumbers, and letting Alexis Sky put the fucking cucumber up your fucking pussy, bitch. You is nasty. You're nasty. I don't give a fuck. Lil Boosie ain't got that much money in the motherfucking world to let somebody put a motherfucking cucumber up my motherfucking pussy. That's trite.
So that's number one. Number one is stop with the cucumber challenges.
Stop. Just let it go.
But I want to stop them because it's crazy. So, Nate, you know, here's the crazy thing about this, right? So, the cucumber challenge thing really got started, ironically, here. in Texas, because there's an artist named Beat King. You know, he make a bunch of make a bunch of club tracks, which a lot of his tracks are played in the strip clubs heavily, and it's why one of his nicknames is Strip Club Kong. You know, he always say that. You hear the beginning of a song, Club God. You hear all that. Well, he started doing this kind of this thing where, because not even he wasn't even just doing cucumbers, Nate. He was doing eggplants too. He would have eggplants or cucumbers, and girls would just be, because they wanted to be on stage and get attention, or they didn't care even if it was recording. They just wanted to be viral on social media. They would start, you know, sucking on these cucumbers or eggplants. Now, here goes, what makes me mad about that most name. So, if people would disrespect a stripper or disrespect a porn actress, but then they gonna hate on her. But then they're the person that's gonna do the cucumber challenge, and they doing it for free. They doing it for attention. Can we get something for that, please? Thank you.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Fuck out of here. We even got to we just on number one. This is gonna be a rough list. Nate, what a great number one. We gotta give you a hand. That is a great number one. I didn't even think about that shit because I see that the shit started here. And Nate, not one time have I ever saw anybody seen them cucumbers or anything make it to people's crotchal region. That shit just got started. That was some new shit that just happened. I'm like, when did we start doing rubbing cucumbers in crotchal regions? So, for those who know a crotchal region, pussies and shit. There you go. Anyways, okay, so numero dos. Okay, things I'm getting tired of for hot boy, hot girl summer. Hygiene, people, hygiene. Okay, yes. When we said hot boy, hot girl summer, we did not mean that your breath needs to be hot or your body or that BO needs to be so damn hot. Wash your body. Take care of your body. Oh, take care of your breath.
That's funny.
they think that because we said hot, that means no take care of the breath. We don't want no hot breath. No, get together. That ain't what we did. That's not how we finna do hot boy, hot girl summer. Get it together. Nay, numero dos, or numero tres, a.k.a. number three. What you got for number three?
Number three, you fat bitches need to start wearing them two little swimsuits time though. You a hot girl.
Oh, man.
No, stop.
Hashtag know your size. Oh,
that ain't cute.
Hold on. And then I was like,
it's not the air body to wear.
And then what they always want to say, I'm body positive. Bye. Get you a swimsuit that fit and come back. Hear that shit? Body positive. You be body positive and wear something that fits? And yes, there are some, if you want something that's form fitting, you can still find form fitting stuff for people who are bigger. You just need to get it in your size. Good Lord. Okay. Number four for things I don't want to see during the supposed hot boy, hot girl summer. Just everything is not for everybody, bro. Everything is not for everybody. Like, Don't be out here acting fake gay. Nothing drives me nuts more than fake gay. You know, as y'all have heard me say.
Maybe gay until it's time to eat some pussy.
Nate knows how I act. This is why I love me some Nate. Nate knows how I think. She said my phrase before I even had to say it. Thank you, Nate. I got you know how I say to y'all. Everybody's gay, so it's time to stop putting that tongue down there. Oh, now, oh, you don't want to do it no more, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's cute and shit. Nay, number five.
Number five. Let me just say this. Cause Megan Thee Stallion, she got, I don't know if y'all like misinterpreting what she mean by hot girl summer, but hot girl summer ain't got shit to do with being a hoe. Don't blame that shit on no hot girl summer. You just want to be a hoe. Just say that. Just say you want to be a hoe this summer. A hot girl summer don't got shit to be do with being a hoe, okay? So stop saying that. Like, that's annoying.
Yeah, I don't know what it just means being free. Like, here's the thing: if you want to have sex, that's one thing, but don't mean all of a sudden that just gives you a convenient excuse to say, "Oh, I could be a hoe without being judged." If you didn't feel that, why you gotta wait for hot girl summer to tell yourself that you want to be that? That's you. Why don't try to be cheesy and go, oh, no, you can't hate on me. I'm having a hot girl. That shit sound corny as fuck. Get the hell out of here. Which leads me to number six. Nay, I'm going to say something very unpopular. Number six, the things I don't want to see or hear during this hot boy summer. I hate that fucking song. Good. I like the phrase. I'm not a particular fan of the song. I'll tell you why. It seems too. It don't seem like it was planned out very well. It felt like it was like, "Ooh, let's hurry up! Summer's from the end. Let's put this out." Why did we not get this in like June or something so you can milk the entire track? We get this in damn near August. Summer's gonna be over. What are we doing, Megan? What are you doing, man? You gotta take advantage. You gotta strike while the iron is hot. We should have been. No pun intended. We should be doing this back in June, so you can milk the entire record. But also, I don't know. It seemed too corny. Like it's like, and like, I guess it's because I don't really like the. I won't even say necessarily the verses that would drive me nuts. It's the fucking hook. I cannot stand. It's like, I tune out when the damn chorus comes on. I cut back. My attention cuts back on when the verses are on. Because the fucking chords is so fucking annoying. I'd rather count sheep before I listen to that fucking song. I hate when I hear it in the club. I'm like, please cut this off. I've been having to make it through. I'm like, just make it through, Sadie. That song, I hate it, Nate. I hate the song.
I don't like the hook.
I don't like the hook. It's just too much.
But she should have put it out the beginning of this summer, but,
Yes, man. Milk that fucking shit. Make it get all them coins.
I understand, because not only is she an artist, but she's a college student as well. So I understand that things happen on why she didn't put it out at the beginning of the summer. Being a college student,
I mean too.
Be a rapper and trying to be on tour, I already know this is not easy at all, because you got to try to study in between shows. You got to try to study in the studio. Then you got to try to write music. It's just a lot that she has to do at one time.
But I hope that I really hope that she does that. She goes that she has strong longevity, and it's not like we don't. Like after the summer's over, like now we're like, I hope she really does have some long longevity, because it's been a very strong year for the female artists. It's from particularly focusing on the hip hop perspective. It's been a very strong year. I mean, pretty much about most of the hot records, there's female hip hop artists in them. So it's been pretty interesting to see that. So yeah, you got different flavors. I like hearing the different sound, like, and it's like people from different areas. You got Houston, you got some New York, you got some Cali, you got some Atlanta, you got some Midwest, you got a little bit of everything. I like that shit. It's like cool, like, okay, it's not just Atlanta based. So that's it's dope. Now I've got Florida too, of course. So yeah, you got all these different spectrums. So yeah. That is the six for this week, everybody. That being said, we're going to Seduction 101. What you got for Seduction 101 today, Nay?
This Seduction 101, I just want to pay tribute to Sydney. Sydney received a lot of love over this past month. She was missing since July 27th. She got killed that same night of July 27th, coming to find out. The person that killed her, he was eventually caught, so he is in jail. He did plead not guilty, which is dumb as hell. They did. And this is what kills me about the situation. Is Sydney's mom talked to the guy the same night she went to the concert. And he told her mom that he brought her home. He dropped her off at home, which that was a lie. Then, you know, this girl's been missing since July 27th. The whole time, you know, you killed her that same night. And then y'all been dealing with each other for the past 3 months, okay? But my thing is, you go through her phone, you see whatever you see in her phone, and you see that she was messing around with another dude, okay? That's not a reason to kill her. My whole thing is, a week after you killed her July 27th. Then August 7th, you in Chicago on a date with another bitch that you've been dealing with since January. So how you mad because she was doing her, but the whole time you've been doing you since January? Had a whole bitch that you was dealing with in Minnesota. Make it make sense. So basically you want to have your cake and eat it too, and you got mad and you supposedly snapped and you beat her and you end up beating her, she ended up dying from her injuries, and you chop up her body, you put her body in plastic bags, you have your friend assist you with finding a location to put her body, you killed her and Gary at your apartment. Then you take her all the way to Illinois to dump the body to make it seem like she was kidnapped or something in Illinois. Like, you're a sick-ass individual. Like, you're sick as fuck. Then you telling your friend, oh, you fucked up. I got jealous. I beat her. I killed her. And then you're talking about you want to kill yourself because you fucked up. You should have been turning yourself in. You know everybody been looking for her since July 27th. And then they found her body August 4th. But the FBI don't release information. They don't release information until they know for sure that it's that person's body. And then you clean up your apartment. You get new furniture moved in there. They get a search warrant to search your apartment. They say it's a strong odor of cleaning smell, and then they rip up the carpet and it's blood stains under the carpet. You're going to jail for murder. You're going to be convicted. So how do you plead not guilty and it's evident in your apartment? And then you admit it to your friend that you killed her. And he assisted you with helping find a location and put her body. That's how you got caught. So you pleaded not guilty, and your friend already ratted you out, basically, and got immunity for his participation in helping find her body. Like, you're sick. And then the friend is sick, too, because I know you've been on social media seeing everybody post these articles about Sydney missing, posting the FBI pictures about Sydney, making statuses about Sydney. I know you're seeing all that. So the whole time you know she's dead and you know your friend killed her and you don't try to help, you wait 3 weeks later to say that her body is in Illinois, it just don't make no sense to me. It just don't make sense to me.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I'm sorry. It's kind of that whole thing of, like, they always say, if I can't have her, no one can't have her type of crap. That's stupid. Like, I really don't get it. And like you say, you're driven to the brink of killing somebody because of that? That's crazy.
But the whole time, you doing you, though. The girl said she's been dealing with him since January, and she had no clue that Sydney was missing or he was dealing with anybody named Sydney and he did anything to Sydney. She had no idea. So it made that woman sick to her stomach because she felt like this could have been me. He could have killed me. He just killed that girl. He could have just killed me. It's crazy. It's sickening. And you just out here ripping around in the streets going on dates and shit like you just been killed her. Like you just been killed a mother of two kids. Come on now. And then you smiling in your motherfucking mugshot, nigga. Like, you're sick in the head. And then his defense attorney will say, well, he should get off because he was on his way to turn himself in. No, he would have turned himself in the day he killed her, if that's the case.
That's BS.
He would have told her mom.
And why should he get off a lighter a slightly lighter sentence? Okay, maybe. But not no fucking get off. What the fuck is you talking about?
No, he's not getting off. He got a criminal record. His breakdown go all the way to 2016 with domestic violence, with strangulation of a woman, with kicking his child's mother in the stomach while she was pregnant, making her lose 3 out of the 4 kids. He should have been in jail, first of all. He should have been behind bars. And if he was behind bars for all of the things that he had previously done, my cousin would still be alive with her kids. Like, just sick. You could have just left her alone. You didn't have to fucking kill her. When the whole time you doing you anyway, this girl just said you asked her to come live with you. So you mad because my cousin was doing her because of your, like, the whole time you was doing you anyway? You're sick in the head. That don't give you a reason to take a woman's life. Do that insecure. Just go.
Well, I want to definitely just, again, say that we condolences to the family and rest in peace, Sydney. And, heck, you know, your cousin, Nay, she's definitely going to keep going hard at what she loves doing. And, you know, she'll make you proud, man. You might not be here physically, but from where you're but here spiritually, you will be able to witness her doing the great things that she was destined to do. So definitely just keep looking out for her.
The world is sick, right?
Yeah.
It's another situation that's similar to my cousin, you know, where my cousin was found in Illinois. where another young lady in Atlanta was found dead in the woods. Mm. It's just, what is wrong with these men? What is wrong? Like, if you that insecure, you are, if you're not happy within yourself, don't try to be with somebody, because at the end of the day, you're going to do some sick ass shit.
It's a power trip. That's really what it is.
People are sick as hell. But this, it's just, it bothers me. It really bothers me. Like, it really does, because you can't trust nobody. It's hard to trust who to trust. Like, who do you trust?
Shoot, that being said, man, that is a perfect segue leading to Crickets of the Week, which I'm about to get my crickets. I'll make Crickets of the Week nappy, and I'm going to simply get my Crickets of the Week. My Crickets of the Week are going to just people who just constantly don't. I think I say this. I get so mad at this all the time. People who don't put on a signal. Put on your signal, man. Your signal could save so many lives and save so many much wasted time that goes on. Put on your darn signal. That's all I'm going to say. That's my Crickets of the Week moment. Is giving crickets to people, the group of people out here who don't put on their signals and fucking up shit for everybody else. That's all for Crickets of the Week. That being said, for coming up, for the what's going on, so just reminding you guys, getting ready to drop for September 1st. That would be my official birthday celebration, part 6. Anniversary of Human Canvas Magazine celebration, and we'll be doing that at Pinups Cabaret. Come check it out, come vibe with us, have a good time. And yeah, man, I'm just excited to have fun with everybody, just you know, just drink and be merry. So yes, excited. A lot of great stuff. Bone responsible putting the song out. She got a home girl. So yes, he'll be there as well. And yeah, not too long after that, we will be dropping the covers that night of the upcoming issue of Human Canvas Magazine for the 6th anniversary issue. So yes, lots of great stuff coming up just in the next few weeks. So yeah, buddy. Nay, you have anything else you want to share, ma'am?
Ladies, 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 be careful, be careful, be careful. Don't let down your guard too fast. If you feel like you are in danger, try to text somebody your location so somebody can get to you as quick as possible. You can just send a quick text and say, don't respond, but I need assistance ASAP. Like, I need help. I'm in danger, but don't respond. So somebody can get to you.
That's what's up. Other than that, appreciate everybody very much so for tuning to the show. And if y'all miss any part of the show, y'all can always check them out at DustBot.
Hello.